Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I actually hate that we have to have this conversation about the watered down meaning of the regular season. It's always about the postseason because that would then really minimize the 162 game slate, which we love so much. But think about it this way. I'm only going to go post-pandemic season. The Rays won the division in 2021. They lost in the division series in four games. Yankees won the division in 2022. They lost in the ALCS. That was the year they got swept by the Astros. Yeah. We talk about that all the time.
Awful, awful.
Orioles won the division. Yankees didn't make the playoffs in 2023. Orioles won the division. They lost in the division series. They got swept.
Yeah, it was ugly.
And then the Yankees won the division last year. We know what happened. They ended up getting into the World Series. So not necessarily, and that's just one example in one division over the course of the last 4 years. It just, to me, feels different with this Yankee team, with the opponents that they faced last year versus what they're going to face this year.
Yeah.
And what I think a more challenging, I don't think the Yankees are as good as they were last year, and I think the American League is a little bit better than they were last year. Now you're going to have to play an extra opponent on top of that. I just think that they're playing with fire here, whereas if they won the division, at least you would have said, okay, well, we're in the division series no matter what. Don't have to worry about the wild card, which is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously the Yankees' strength would be, you'd have to say, obviously, if Judge plays well, that's Aaron Judge, but also starting pitching, and the deeper that you get, the longer the series goes, you'd like to lean on strength and numbers where you could trot out a Fried, a Rodon, a Schlitler, and a Luis Gil, whatever order you want to put them up. And I think that the deeper you get, that's probably more of an advantage for the Yankees. The disadvantage is, you know, whether it's Skubal, whether it's Garrett Crochet. I mean, this is the randomness of baseball, and it is not necessarily fun. It is not necessarily predictable. And, the game's just changed a lot. It is what it is.
You know, I also think that the Yankees, we were talking about this pre-show with Hoff a little bit, how the Yankees match up with these teams, or are they built for these short series? I do think so, because it's not like their pitching is, you could mention Skubal and Crochet. We know how good they are. Yankees have Fried.
Yeah, no, I know.
And Rodon. Like, throw him in there. He's been.
No,
he's been,
I can't throw Rodon with that group.
I'm saying versus the second
best. Oh, they're number
two
or number three?
Yeah, like the Yankees starting staff,
yeah,
is not the weakness.
It's I agree.
It's almost everything else. It's the defense, the base running, the inconsistency of the offense, the all or nothing nature of the offense, and obviously the bullpen. Those are all major concerns, maybe more concerns than we've had with Yankee teams in years past. But it's not that, well, they got, you know, they're facing Skubal. Like, the Yankees also have their ace, and you could argue that games two through four, the Yankees would have the advantage.
Yeah, and that's definitely comforting. That's an advantage. And, you know, but you get to this now. And this, listen, to sit here and say that I know every single arm of the Astros bullpen,
yeah.
I don't mean closers. I'm talking about, you know, a little less than high leverage guys. I don't, and I don't know that every Yankee fan does, but the worry or the fear is, you know, let's say Fried comes out and doesn't have it and the Yankees hit, so it's a high-scoring game and he doesn't give you great depth or length, or Rodon comes out and gets hit a little bit, but the Yankees hit as well, and now you're into the bullpen, it's not the eighth or ninth inning, it's the fifth, sixth, or seventh, or more so sixth or seventh inning. Who do you go to?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a problem that is going to be terrifying every time Aaron Boone goes to the bullpen. It's just going to be a problem.
A lot of guys that you just don't trust, unfortunately. Ed is calling from West Hampton. What's up, Ed? Ed, are you there? Okay, Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
What's happening, guys? I do want to talk about the regular season, the silly regular season, if I may add. But here's the one thing. I have a very out-of-the-box thought about Aaron Judge. I think it's pure. You mentioned randomness, BT. Mm-hmm. I think it's pure randomness that he fails in the postseason. I think it's a matter of coincidence. I think, forget the pop fly that he dropped that was so obvious, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I think him failing at the plate each and every time in the postseason, it's just a random situation. But you can comment on that if you want.
Hold on, Ral. Here's the thing. Yeah, of course. I mean, we throw that word out all the time. Random. But you know, he is a Yankee, and he is the Yankee captain, and that's, what do you define by? I mean, think about that. So, if it was one or two series, well then, you'd give him a chance to find himself and get going here. If we're sitting here in 3 or 4 years and Aaron Judge hasn't cracked through in October, I'm sorry, he's going to take dents.
Yeah, I can't argue with you. You're absolutely right about that. You know, of course, he's the big wig. He's got to come through. But there are many players in the past that have been top-notch that just never came through also. But here's the thing about the regular season that I want to talk about. It's so ridiculous. Baseball begs to be changed to 145 games, to say the least. If you have two pitchers that shine, you can go in there, win that cockamamie one-game series, go all the way to the World Series because you got those two pitchers, and maybe even win the World Series, which would be a terrible thing. I don't think it's the true sense of who's the best. And that could very well happen this year. I think that's terrible. I think it's a travesty.
It's not about who's best, Ralph. You're right. And thank you for the call. Now, you could say that there were years even before the wild card and the expanded postseason that the best teams didn't necessarily, like in 88, for example, just one year that came
the
to
Dodgers.
Mind. Yeah, they were not the best team. They certainly weren't better than the Mets, even.
No,
forget about the A's. Or even 1990. Were the Reds better than the A's?
No.
Now I'm going back to those years. And the reason why I do that is it doesn't always mean the best team through the course of 162 was going to win, whether it's now, whether back then. However, it does mean now more than ever, because of the expanded postseason, the hottest teams from mid-September or even just the start of October on go out there and win. Like, I don't think the Mets are going to go on a run based on the way that they've played. But who's to say that starting October, all of a sudden they win 2 out of 3? Like, I also didn't think the Mets were going to go to the NLCS last year. And that's just local examples. Pick a team. Who's to say if the Mets, let's say the Mets get caught by the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Diamondbacks go on a run? We saw this with the Phillies. God, 2022, all this talk was made about the division and the Mets blowing the division. Well, they blew the division to the Braves. Both those two teams had like a 16-game lead over the third-place Phillies who got in. And guess what? The Phillies were the team who ended up in the World Series. Braves won the division. They got bounced. Mets choked the division. They got bounced in the first round. The Phillies finished 16 games. 16 games. It was either 14 or 16, whatever it was. That's a lot of games to finish behind two teams in your division. And yet you went to the World Series. That's the way the sport is right now.
But that's not good.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that. Hey, listen, even, you know, you get the counter, too. Like, in 2000, the Yankees, I think they were 8-17 at one point in September. And I remember watching that team. I'm like, they don't have it. After 96, 98, 99. And then they get there. I'm like, this run's over here. I didn't know who they were going to play at that point. But going into the postseason, this team doesn't look like a champion. Again, I think they were 8-17 through a 125-game stretch in September.
At least with them, they had the pedigree.
Well, that's
that's a
and
big
that, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You can lean on that, and that's why I haven't given this Yankee group or this Met, just to they're both teams.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt, because as a group, they have, now the Mets had a nice run last year, Yankees got to the World Series, but they haven't gone through the yearly consistent rigors of winning and really even losing. So to sit here blindly and say, yeah, they'll figure it out, not that anybody's really sitting here blindly, but I won't do that where, oh yeah, the Yankees will figure it out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah, the Mets will figure it out. I mean, at some point, there's got to be a modicum of evidence that they know what they're doing.
And there also are two arguments or two statements that can be made. And I just want to be clear about where I was on this, because there's the thought process of, oh, just get in and anything could happen. That was never my mentality. Now, that happens to be true. You could get in and anything could happen. My holdout of belief in the Mets was that if they do, in fact, get in, I like the pieces that they have in place with an ace, with McLean, with the back end of the bullpen, with Diaz specifically. Like, those are starting points that you would think, in theory, Soto, obviously, in the middle of the lineup, has been proven to be clutch. Like, those are starting points that, okay, maybe they can do damage. However, I've seen too much bad to believe in them. They're actually going to have to go out there and show it. But also, that is a different argument than just get in and anything can happen, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, this is why it really, it does impact and influence how you build out a team. You know, how you really build out a team in the offseason. You know, if there is such a sense of randomness, and it's been true, it's been proven year after year, you know, are the massive payrolls worth it? You've talked about the starting pitchers, you know, not committing those 5-6 years and taking a different route, which I see both ways on. So it's a real fork in the road for how you build the team, is what it is.
Yeah, well, also think about it this way. We've seen both ways fail and both ways work. There are teams that are home run reliant, like the Braves years ago, that go through the postseason and win a World Series. There are teams that are pitching reliant and have won a World Series. So there is no exact science to saying, okay, well, once you get into the randomness of the baseball's playoff format now, this plays better than that. You don't know. If the Yankees start hitting home runs this year, it could overcome all the other areas of deficiency. If you had a loaded bullpen, you could say, yeah, we got a loaded bullpen, here we go. But if the bats aren't there,
maybe
that
no
be,
leads.
Yeah. I mean, there's no exact science to it. Sam is in Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to ask you, if you're the manager of the New York Yankees right now, and you're in an elimination game in the playoffs, you have a one-run lead after six, who am I giving the ball to in the seventh and eighth? Any hope that one of these guys is going to step up?
Remember, it could be a starter too, Sam, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, he said sixth inning would be different. For me, sixth inning, Cruz. Seventh inning, Weaver. Eighth inning, Williams. Ninth inning, Bednar.
Ooh, that would be it.
You
could also move Warren to the pen. You talked about that, right?
Where you can move Warren. He's got good strikeout numbers.
You could have him at six or whatever. I mean, maybe there's some concerns about him again. I saw John Boy doing this against good teams. Warren has not been as good maybe as he was against others. Either way, I don't know how you trust anybody fully outside of Bednar. I would trust Bednar as much as you possibly could trust a reliever. He's been that good historically and with the Yankees. The other guys?
Ooh, yeah, you piece it together.
Hold on to your seats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.